This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. KERA and the AT&T Performing Arts Center are co-producing a summer speaker series called Think Speak, which features some public radio heroes. The host and producer of Radiolab will kick off the first of four events. Jad Abumrad joins us now to talk about what he does on the air and what to expect from this Friday's show, Gut Churn. Thanks for joining me.
It's great to be here, Justin.
Gut Churn is an interesting name for a show. I'm curious, why that name?
Gut Churn describes a sort of psychological state of lostedness that I've come to know quite well. The term itself came when 2011, the MacArthurs were announced. I was weirdly on the list. And a lot of people began to ask me to talk about how Radiolab came into the world. And I would find myself like sort of answering these questions. My mouth would move and words would come out, but like my brain would hear those words and be like, what? What are you saying, man? I called up the guy that started the show with me, Michael Elsesser, who was program director at WNYC in 2002. And I asked him, so I was like, Michael, so like, how did this work? How did this happen? Like, I can't remember. It's all blur. So like, what do you remember about the beginning? And his, after like a 7 second pause, he said, gut churn. That's what I remember. And it's partly a personal story of how I got into radio, how Radiolab came into the world. But also, more than anything, it's a deep dive into dancing with doubt. How do you kind of like not get paralyzed by doubt, but actually see it as a wonderful thing? And that's just something that I've had to sort of figure out in my own small ways while working on the show.
And a part of the live music of the show, you're going to have a looping cellist.
Zoe Keating, yeah. She is basically like a one-woman orchestra. She gets up there with her cello and a lot of blinking boxes around her. She will create sometimes 5, sometimes 35 layers of these interlooping cello lines that sort of fall in and out of phase. And they're just, it's just gorgeous. It's amazing music.
So listeners who are familiar with Radiolab know that it sounds different from other programs. Here's a clip from the bit Buttons, Not Buttons, and we're going to hear your co-host, Robert Krulwich.
It's filled with...
What is it? What
stuff.
Elevator matchbook here.
Pins or...
Switches and locks. Just random stuff.
These are things you give at sales meetings. Yeah. The Rosenberg lubricant. Small brass objects of one kind or another.
And there are these giant paintings of escalators and moving sidewalks.
How did you come up with that signature Radiolab sound?
I don't know. I mean, that's something that was there from the beginning, that sense of like collage and counterpoint. I was a musician before I was a journalist, and so I went to school for years and years to try and learn to be a composer. And one of the few things I remember about that experience was like studying, like intense study of 16th century Bach counterpoint and the various rules that you have for voice leading and how one line needs to do this, and when one line goes up, the other line has to go down to fill in the gap and blah, blah, blah. There's a sense in that music of balance, of a kind of like all these threads coming in together and weaving together and forming one thought, forming one melodic line. I don't know, and in my own sort of fuzzy way, I like to sort of think about the radio sound in that way. All these things coming into a kind of braid.
Did you ever think that Radiolab would have this kind of effect?
You know, I never expected any of this, to be honest. None of it quite feels real on a day-to-day, and I don't expect anything from this. And the fact that I get to do it the next day and the next day and the next day is its own reward. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't this.
Jad Abumrad is the host and producer of Radiolab, and he'll be in town this Friday for the Think Speak series. Tickets are available at attpac.org. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.